local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
We welcome you into the new year. If you are back to work, getting back into the normal swing of things on this January 2nd, 2024, it is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, dependable, and back in better than ever to start off the new year. Of course, we were live yesterday, but formally welcoming those of you who've been away enjoying the holidays. Good to be back with you all to start the new year. Joe and Austin with you for the next hour, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Text line, in case you forgot it, is always open, 850-437-1620. The traffic line is 850-262-6111. We do have a busy day, a lot happening in the world. We'll start off with our top three stories. Israel says it will withdraw several thousand troops from the Gaza Strip. The IDF made the announcement yesterday, noting the nearly three-month war has taken a growing toll on the Israeli economy. According to the UN, more than 85% of Gaza's residents have been displaced from their homes, and the fighting has left more than 20,000 people dead. In Japan, five members of the Japanese Coast Guard dead and over a dozen injured after two planes collided in Tokyo.
A passenger aircraft bursting into flames after colliding with that Coast Guard plane that we are now learning was in fact set to deliver aid to the areas affected by the earthquake.
And Japan Airlines Flight 516 collided with a Coast Guard aircraft as it was attempting to land this morning, then streaked across the runway on fire. The airline says that nearly 380 passengers and crew members were all able to evacuate. At least 17 were injured. And Harvard University President Claudine Gay resigning today. It was first reported by the Harvard Crimson student newspaper as Gay is stepping down following allegations of plagiarism, as well as a campus controversy over anti-Semitism.
A failure of moral leadership, but also a failure of academic integrity, which is a cornerstone of any higher education institution.
And that is New York Republican Elise Stefanik reacting there. Gay has faced pressure to resign following a congressional hearing in early December in which Gay and other university presidents struggled to answer whether calling for the genocide of Jews violated their code of conduct. Gay's tenure is now the shortest in the school's history after she became Harvard's first black president in July. Those are our top three stories at 4:13 here at News Radio 92.3. A couple minutes away from our first traffic and weather update this hour, we say hello to Austin. Austin, happy new year again.
Right back
officially.
To you.
Yeah. How are you starting off the new year with the college football action last night? Enjoyable?
I was loving it. Yeah, I had the time of my life, man.
You know, Austin, I'm going to open up here to you and the people of Pensacola for a minute.
Okay.
I have dealt with heartbreak in many forms and fashions over the years.
Mm-hmm.
First girl that I was in love with broke up with me, and I discovered about a week later that she had started to date another person.
Ooh.
The day after. I've gone through that. Of
yes.
course, me being an Ohio State fan, I have endured my share of heartbreaking moments, mm-hmm. most notably a month ago against Michigan,
yeah,
who I will be forced to watch on Monday and hope to God that Washington can pull off the upset there.
They've already defied some odds, so you've got a good chance.
So I've gone through some of that, but let me tell you something. I thought that I had experienced heartbreak before.
Okay.
After the show last night, I go home, and my little 10-month-old daughter has a stomach bug for the first time.
Ah.
And she is throwing up, just completely helpless, nothing that I can do.
Okay.
And that was heartbreaking, man. That was heartbreaking to watch and just
I can
to
see
hear.
That being traumatic.
Yeah. And I don't know if traumatic, at least not for me, but I think for her because she's never experienced that before.
Yeah. Dramatic
the,
for you.
The looks up to her mommy and daddy of help me, do anything you possibly can for me. The sounds of a 10-month-old throwing up every 10 minutes, that was pretty heartbreaking. So that stopped at around 1 this morning. She has been just sleeping, drinking water, and eating her teething crackers ever since. Looks like we've turned a corner today, this afternoon. But, yeah, that was how my New Year's night went. A little football mixed in there.
Yeah,
but
football was on the afterburner.
It was on the afterburner, and also the fact that it was like 10:30 last night when the second semifinal finally got to halftime. It was brutal.
It was late.
So that's how my night went. 4:16, first check of the roads and weather. We'll move on to what's happening here locally.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, it seems like we're starting to kind of ease back into the typical hectic traffic that we all know and hate. But
sure.
It's not looking too bad at the moment. We do have some spurts of congestion here and there. The worst spot in Pensacola itself is probably if you're on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, that intersection there. It's nothing too severe, but it is something to look out for, and we'll keep an eye on it. Everything else isn't looking too bad. Same can be said about the Pace Milton areas over in Santa Rosa County.
All right. Meteorologist Joe Neubauer in the chair for Allen.
While it might be sunny today, Wednesday, completely different situation with rain moving back in. Wednesday, we have a near 100% chance of rain throughout the middle of the day, even some during the morning too, so get the rain gear back out. Mostly showers, but there could be a little bit of thunder mixed in. Highs will be in the 50s, so a cold and soggy day. Cold weather continues into Thursday and Friday, but we should dry out. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Yeah, it looks like back into the 60s by Friday and Saturday, too. But yeah, going to be pretty dreary and cloudy tomorrow from the sounds of things there. Right now, we topped out today at 58 degrees. We're around 56 now, getting down to 42 degrees right now later on tonight. Taking a look at what's happening around our local area today, we'll start with an update over in Gulf Shores, where police there say a man and woman from Georgia were arrested on New Year's Day yesterday following a domestic-related shooting. This happened just after midnight at the Crystal Towers condo. Investigators say 39-year-old John Savage is charged with third-degree domestic violence, while 42-year-old Mary Ann Savage was charged with second-degree domestic violence. Police arrived and they said they found John Savage with a gunshot wound to his foot. Witnesses say the argument between family members turned physical, leading to the shooting. We talked about this last week, Austin, the lawsuit that was filed in Santa Rosa County by Commissioner Sam Parker against local business owner Chris Hill and Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors. Business owner Chris Hill is hinting that a spat with local attorney and state representative Alex Andrade could have played a part in that lawsuit.
I got into it with him about 2 months ago, and I threatened to run against him for a seat. Well, just so happens the law firm that is representing Mr. Parker here is Alex Andrade's law firm. Huh. Wow, good way to shut up your competition, huh?
Oh, okay. So it is true that the firm, Moore Hill and Westmoreland, did file the suit against Chris Hill and his store. We did reach out to Representative Andrade. He tells us that he is not involved in the lawsuit and welcomes anyone to run against him. Attorney Eric Mead is the one who filed the suit. Of course, as we talked about last week, Parker is seeking $30,000 in damages, saying a cardboard cutout that the shop uses of him is derogatory and unauthorized use of name, image, and likeness. Just shy of 420. We'll take a first break here this hour, back with state and national news on hour number one of Pensacola right now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials, and everyone's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. See you at David's.
Attention business and homeowners. Are you tired of that red dirt driveway? Are your customers having to dodge potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance pave a way to a better business and a better curb appeal. Patriotic is veteran-owned and operated and servicing the entire Gulf Coast and offers seal coating, line striping, patching, and full paving, both asphalt and concrete, for residential and commercial. Get a free quote today or get more information at patrioticpavingllc.com. That's Patriotic Paving.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy 2 of our products and get the 3rd free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Gulf Coast businesses are estimated to lose over $100,000 to email scams. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the season of giving, but criminals know you are more likely to click a malicious link if it looks like a good deal. Be wary of all marketing emails, and your bank account will thank you. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Google Data Revolution Pensacola for more information.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you here as we are approaching 425. We'll get an update on our roads and weather here before getting an update on our state and national headlines today. Starting off with our weather forecast, meteorologist Joe Neubauer with a look at what's coming up tomorrow.
Rain is back as we head through Wednesday. It'll be a near 100% chance of rain tomorrow through the middle of the day. Highs also in the 50s, so a cold and soggy day on tap as we head through Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, it'll stay cold, but we will dry out. Highs will continue in the 50s to lower 60s, lows in the 30s and 40s. If you're looking for our next chance for rain after Wednesday, look to Saturday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. We're at 57 degrees currently, 42 tonight, clear skies, and showers starting to move in during the overnight hours as well. 425, we'll check the roads for you. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're not seeing much to report on. The biggest hitter in Pensacola at the moment is Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Davis Highway. Speaking of North Davis Highway, also look out if you're traveling southbound on North Davis towards the intersection with Olive Road. Other than that, there should not be anything too severe at the moment, unless maybe you're at a busy intersection or you get a bit closer to downtown. But this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Patriotic Paving and Maintenance. Are your customers dodging potholes or even worse, avoiding your business? Let Patriotic Paving and Maintenance help your better business. That's patrioticpavingllc.com.
All right. Thank you very much. Around the state of Florida today, police are investigating whether Republican Party Chair Christian Ziegler illegally videotaped a sexual encounter with the woman accusing him of sexual assault. Ziegler is the subject of the ongoing investigation, but he's not been charged with a crime and claims the encounter was consensual. In addition to the legal issues is that the Florida GOP will vote on whether to remove him as chair when they meet again on January 8th.
And there are two second-tier winners in Florida from Monday night's Powerball drawing. A pair of tickets sold at public stores in Port St. Lucie and Tampa matched all five white ball numbers to win $1 million apiece. One of the players paid for the power play option, so the prize is doubled to $2 million. A single ticket sold in Michigan matched all six numbers to win the jackpot worth more than $842 million.
It's not a paid endorsement, but if you're not buying your lottery tickets at Publix, you're just setting money on fire.
You're doing it wrong, yeah.
The state of Florida taking new action in a legal battle over its congressional redistricting plan, as officials are asking the Florida Supreme Court to not take up a challenge to the constitutionality of the maps that were approved last year. The filing by state attorneys late last week also mentions the start of the legislative session. Voting right groups are accusing the state's plan of preventing minority voters from electing representatives of their choice.
And four young suspects are facing charges after a fight broke out at a South Florida shopping center.
Sometimes when you get those large crowds together, that mob mentality takes over, and all it takes is a little bit of a push or some attitude going back and forth between individuals in the crowd to have a larger incident take place.
Police were initially called out to the Bayside Marketplace last night due to a large group of unruly juveniles who were reportedly causing a riot inside the Miami Mall. Authorities say some of the kids may have been carrying weapons as they set off fireworks and damaged multiple stores.
Yeah, I was scrolling on my phone last night, and on TikTok there was a couple of live feeds that I came across. I guess some people who were staying nearby. Hundreds of police cars. I mean, just
wow,
hundreds of them. And, you know, you're thinking like, okay, there's some sort of mass event going on or something like that. But yeah, so I saw that. I was like, okay, well, that explains why they were all there. National headlines today. Former President Trump's legal team is expected to appeal the Colorado Supreme Court's decision banning him from the GOP primary ballot as soon as today. And he'll also appeal the Secretary of State's decision in Maine as well. A Chinese foreign exchange student who was the victim of a cyber kidnapping has been found alive in Utah. Something else, apparently, that parents need to be aware of. I was not familiar with this idea of cyber kidnapping until today. Here's Tony Waterman, who says officials found him in a tent in freezing temperatures.
He had isolated himself in a rural part of Utah, manipulated by his remote kidnappers into believing he'd be injured if he didn't do as they said. Police say he took pictures of his own captivity, and his parents were scammed out of $80,000 in ransom money. Utah police say a number of foreign students have fallen prey to cyber kidnapping in recent months, where victims are tricked into holding themselves captive by remote kidnappers who monitor them through video.
All right. That's scary right there.
Yeah, the fact that, I mean, that's telling of the times that we're in. Yeah.
Also, a man behind bars after breaking into the Colorado Supreme Court early this morning. State Patrol says the man shot out a window of the court building and held a security guard at gunpoint. The suspect later fired off more shots inside the building before calling 911 himself and surrendering to police. Investigators do not believe the incident is tied to any threats made to justices following their decision on Donald Trump. Speaking of Trump, he's going to be in a Fox News town hall the same night that CNN is hosting the Republican debate just before the caucus. That CNN debate is featuring just two candidates, Governor DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Fox News Update is coming up now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Hamas says one of its top officials has been killed by an airstrike in Lebanon. Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv.
An Israeli strike reportedly killed the deputy chairman of Hamas, Salah al-Arukhri. He was one of the founding members of Hamas's military wing, the Al-Qassam Brigades, and is considered their leader for operations in the West Bank.
The U.S. State Department also had a $5 million bounty on the Hamas deputy leader's head. Harvard University President Claudine Gay resigning amid growing backlash after her congressional testimony last month. Fox's Molly Line.
In December, she and two other university leaders testified before Congress about anti-Semitism on campus. During that congressional testimony, she failed to say clearly that calling for the genocide of Jews violated university policy.
She also faced accusations of plagiarism. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. On a day that technology stocks tumbled, leaving the NASDAQ composite with a loss of 245 points, or 1.6%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was able to notch a fresh closing high, albeit with a scant 25-point advance. Mixed news out of Rivian today. The electric vehicle maker reported increased production during the fourth quarter, but deliveries were down from the third quarter's rate, and Rivian shares today tumbled 10%. With the calendar changing to 2024, New York's minimum wage workers have something to celebrate. A pay bump in New York City and some of its suburbs. The new minimum is $16 an hour, up from $15. While in the rest of the Empire State, the new minimum is $15, up from $14.20. It's not just New York doing that. 21 other states are starting the new year with minimum wage boosts. Again on Wall Street, a record high for the Dow, up just 25 points, but the NASDAQ loses 1.6%. That's Your Money Now.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off incredible steaks like their legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, or sink your teeth into their memorable Butcher's Cut Top Sirloin. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Plus, when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. From perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals, every bite is guaranteed perfect. For a limited time, get 50% off site-wide. Plus, save an extra $30 when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Start the new year off right and warm up your winter with tender steaks and hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. All 50% off with their end-of-season event. Make sure to enter the promo code QUALITY at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola?
You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play, Pensacola. Tune in this Friday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. They said Jim Harbaugh would never beat Ohio State and win a Big Ten championship. Michigan has now defeated Ohio State and won the Big Ten 3 years in a row. They also said Harbaugh would never win a college football playoff game. Michigan just defeated Alabama in the Rose Bowl. Harbaugh's brought Michigan back, but there are NFL rumors that Monday night could be his final game as the Wolverines head coach, and it would be the perfect way to end this run by winning it all. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Joe, that was a beautiful falsetto or whatever that
was. I was surprised you could tell me apart from the
voices. It was tough, but we have very, very high quality headphones here. Yes. looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, hasn't been much to report on so far. We do have some congestion here and there. If you're on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, look out for that. That's just slightly congested. Same can be said about the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road, but I know that's a tricky light, so nothing really too much to dig into there. Those are the biggest problems in Pensacola itself, outside of like some busy intersections here and there and maybe some trouble downtown. But other than that, not too much. Same can be said about Pace and Milton in the Santa Rosa County area.
Rain is back as we head through Wednesday. It'll be a near 100% chance of rain tomorrow through the middle of the day. Highs also in the 50s, so a cold and soggy day on tap as we head through Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, it'll stay cold, but we will dry out. Highs will continue in the 50s to lower 60s, lows in the 30s and 40s. If you're looking for our next chance for rain after Wednesday, look to Saturday morning. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. It's 57 degrees right now, getting down to 42 overnight tonight with mostly clear skies. All right, so sports news. A little bit of a lull, I guess, is, you know, we got some NFL games to look forward to on Saturday, but college football playoff last night, of course, Michigan beating Alabama, Washington over Texas, and so we have to look forward to here about what we can want to see, number one, and what we expect to see a week from yesterday, Monday night. So what did you make of the semifinals last night?
Well, I think a lot of people missed the point when we spent this month talking about the controversy surrounding Florida State and Alabama. And I think last night just kind of highlighted it. Because you look, I mean, yes, Michigan, you know, props to them. They were number one. They were expected to win, whatever. But it's like they went to OT to have to beat Alabama. And I think Alabama fans take that as like, okay, well, yeah, see, we were clearly tough enough to play. And it's like, no one said you weren't tough enough. It was a matter of the regular season games having to matter. You lost by double digits at home. Florida State didn't. They earned it. You didn't. Everyone knows Alabama is consistently tough enough to compete. So I do want to say that. It's not a matter of Alabama. We didn't think they were good enough. They clearly were. But Michigan did squeak by there. And being a veteran Alabama hater, I've been in the Alabama Hayden League for years. I do have to be happy about that.
Yeah.
As for Washington and Texas, that was a really interesting one because not only did Texas beat Bama this season, but Washington was seen as the weakest link, and they went out there and dropped 37. And, I mean, they escaped with the win, but they looked even better than the final score implied. So it's going to be a good game. The early spread has Michigan favored by 4.5 points over Washington, so it's expected to be a good one. And I hope it is, but I would probably want Washington. I'm assuming you would as well on January 8th.
I will never in my life root as hard for Washington as I will next Monday night.
Yeah, they're just the least of the evils.
Now, I will
really
say congratulations are in order to the Big Ten going 2-0 against the SEC last night.
Yeah, we're a year ahead of the trend, but yes, you are correct. Tomorrow, because that's the thing. People were looking at this and they're saying, whoa, it's the first time in like 10 years, I think, that the national title is not going to have an SEC team. I think the last time it was like Ohio State and Oregon, which was the first ever playoff. I think there has been an SEC representative in the national title game every single year since then. And that's cool and all, but yeah, this time next year, it's going to be two SEC teams competing, and it's two Big Ten teams in the national title game here. So that's pretty cool. That's a great start to the new era of
that's
the Big
right.
Ten.
Mm-hmm. Men's college basketball, ESPN has a doubleheader with number 8 North Carolina taking on Pitt, and then 14 Duke also in action taking on 10-3 Syracuse. A few basketball traditional powers there.
Oh, yeah.
MLB star Wander Franco is reportedly under arrest in the Dominican Republic. He appeared at the DA's office in Puerto Plata yesterday. Of course, he's accused of having inappropriate relationships with minors. He was placed on administrative leave in August as the league investigated those allegations there. 442, looking at some health business and science notes today. Several factors have led to a cooler labor market in recent months, and economists now expect hiring to slow considerably in 2024.
Job growth is likely to stay concentrated in a handful of sectors, including healthcare and social assistance, things like childcare workers and home care aides, as well as leisure and hospitality and state and local government. Outside of those industries, hiring has slowed sharply and in some areas contracted. But experts believe unemployment is unlikely to increase dramatically as companies shy away from firing workers. Labor shortages and the high turnover costs over the past several years mean firms are hesitant to let their workers go, even as economic growth slows. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
Also, an effort is underway to save the declining Joshua tree forest. An estimated 2.5 million Joshua trees have died from wildfires in the Mojave Desert. It's the only place in the world where Joshua trees grow. Conservationists have reported only 20% of baby Joshua trees survive. However, a team in Utah is having better success rate with about 43% of the plants growing in their nursery.
And the makers of a formula for babies with allergies to cow's milk are recalling the product over possible bacteria contamination. Corporate leaders with Reckitt Mead Johnson say some batches of their Nutramigen, all the big words here, Nutramigen powder are affected. The recall applies to some 12.6 and 19.8-ounce cans of the formula with a use-by date of January 1st, 2025.
A medical discovery from the University of California, San Diego could eventually mean the end of acne. Researchers say they've created a vaccine that reduces inflammation, targeting the bacterial enzyme that causes acne. It's a big issue because as many as 70 to 80% of people develop acne at some point in their lives. Raise my hand on that. UC San Diego researchers think their vax could hit the market in 5 to 10 years.
I don't mean to brag, and I'm sure I'm going to jinx it, but I've never had really like a true acne problem.
You're going to have the world's biggest pimple when you come in tomorrow.
Well, that's the thing, because it's like, I'll get zits like here and there, but I never had like, oh, acne is all over my face. I never dealt with that. Like, even
there
as a teenager.
As a teenager, I had to go to a dermatologist once. He gave me a cream, and then that cleared it up. For some reason, I still like on my, like, below my lips, like an upper chin, kind of around like the mustache area. Not that I have a mustache, but just for visual reference point.
Yeah.
That's the area that still bugs me, and it's super irritating, but especially when I shave.
I don't doubt it. Senator Lindsey Graham is stepping up his campaign against a bill in the New York legislature that would require new restaurants at highway rest stops to be open 7 days a week. The South Carolina Republican is focusing his attack on the effect that the bill would have on Chick-fil-A. Graham is threatening to introduce a bill to withhold federal funds from cities that require Chick-fil-A to be open on Sundays.
Yeah, 4:45. Get a couple more stories here, pop culture as well, right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, it has not been anything too severe this hour, luckily. But we have been seeing some congestion on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. And there's been some here and there on North Davis Highway itself, nothing too major. If you had to look out for one area, I would recommend traveling southbound on North Davis towards the intersection with Olive Road. Keep an eye on that. But other than that, we're not seeing anything too severe. So if you're dealing with some congestion, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long.
All right, as far as the weather forecast goes, going to be pretty nice tonight. Been on the chilly side. Not quite as cool as it was last night, 42 for a low. Right now, 57. Tomorrow's going to be showers, 100% chance. Cloudy as well, a high of 52, so rain gear would be appropriate there. 37 tomorrow night, clearing out for some sunshine on Thursday with a high of 55. And Thursday night, 41 with clear skies, warming up into the 60s for Friday and Saturday. Also, new technology may help detect earthquakes before the ground even shakes. The company Q Control has created technology that uses atoms, lasers, and particles of light to detect changes in the Earth's magnetic fields. The tool is called quantum sensing.
There have been studies that show that the changes of gravity can arrive almost a minute earlier than the actual physical shaking of the Earth, which is transmitted like sound.
All right. That's pretty cool. Kind of feels like I was, it's like an Oppenheimer type deal going on there.
Yeah.
The technology is still in development. The company is working closely with the U.S. Geological Survey.
And many travelers are looking beyond mainstay European cities for trips in 2024 as interest in major Asian hubs and off-the-beaten-path locales in Europe has surged. Tokyo, Japan, and Seoul, South Korea rank as the number one and two trending international hotspots next year among U.S.-based travelers. People are also liking off-the-beaten-path locales in Europe. Stockholm, Budapest, Helsinki, and Prague rank 7th to 10th on Kayak's list of trending destinations abroad.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think especially this summer when you have Paris that's hosting the Olympics, that's going to be an absolute nightmare. and, you know, I would say, like, cities kind of within a day's, you know, train ride, because, you know, the Europeans are far more advanced than we are in terms of being able to get to places quickly. That may be, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours away as far as a car ride, but hey, you can get there in like an hour. That makes sense. I love going to Europe. I've been twice, love it. Off the beaten path locales that you mentioned there, those would intrigue me more than going to Japan or South Korea, but that's just me.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah. Also, pretty interesting one, especially if you're a Seinfeld fan, that's pretty cool here in New Jersey. A new law regarding telemarketing, known as the Seinfeld Bill, is now in effect in the state with, and by that I mean New Jersey, not Florida, with the start of the new year.
I'm sorry, excuse me one second. Hello?
Hi, would you be interested in switching over to TMI long distance service?
Oh, gee, I can't talk right now. Why don't you give me your home number and I'll call you later?
Well, I'm sorry, we're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I guess you don't want people calling you at home.
No.
Well, now you know how I feel.
So there's the quote there from Seinfeld. So that's why it's called the Seinfeld Bill, as telemarketers now must provide their name, mailing address, and phone number of the company for which they're working for within 30 seconds into the phone call. Backers of that law are hoping it will cut down on a high number of scams targeting seniors.
And Jack Black is joining the cast of the live-action Minecraft adaptation. I didn't even know that was a thing. He joins Jason Momoa, Emma Myers, who rose to fame in Wednesday, Danielle Brooks as well. She's also in it. Production of the popular video games film will begin soon in New Zealand. Napoleon Dynamite filmmaker Jared Hess is directing the movie, and it's slated for an April 2025 release.
All right, 4:50, final break here in hour number one. Back with a recap of today's top three stories and wacky stories and some good news as well. Pensacola right now.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 15% on select Sanctuary by Green Fiber blown-in insulation when you buy 30 or more. Plus, get an extra 5% off every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% off are subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store or Lowe's.com/credit for details.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Secret offers. Guaranteed returns. Over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with the roads, not much to report on. It's been pretty smooth sailing. We do have some congestion developing on Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that should not be much of a surprise. Beyond that, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, that could give you some issues as well, but nothing too severe. Other than that, only busy intersections and maybe some more spots downtown are going to give you some trouble in Pensacola itself. As for Santa Rosa County, we do have some backups developing on Caroline Street if you're coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton. So if you're in that area, look out for that.
While it might be sunny today, Wednesday, completely different situation with rain moving back in. Wednesday, we have a near 100% chance of rain throughout the middle of the day, even some during the morning too, so get the rain gear back out. Mostly showers, but there could be a little bit of thunder mixed in. Highs will be in the 50s, so a cold and soggy day. Cold weather continues into Thursday and Friday, but we should dry out. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, 57 degrees right now, 42 tonight, and mostly clear skies are in store for tonight. If you missed it earlier in the hour, a recap of our top three stories today. Israel saying this week that it will withdraw several thousand troops from the Gaza Strip. The IDF notes that the nearly three-month war has taken a growing toll on the Israeli economy. Also, a tragic crash involving two planes in Japan left five members of the Japanese Coast Guard dead today. Also, about, I think it was 19 or 17 people that were injured as well. This happened as a Japan Airlines Flight 516 collided with a Coast Guard aircraft as it was attempting to land today. And the president of Harvard University, Claudine Gay, announcing that she is resigning. She's stepping down following allegations of plagiarism, as well as the controversy over anti-Semitism, specifically when she and other university presidents struggled to answer whether calling for the genocide of Jews violated their code of conduct. Those are our top three stories today as we get set for the Channel 3 A block coming up here at the top of the hour. Taking a look at what's happening here in terms of some wacky stories and some good news, of course. A Florida man had an interesting way to pass time while he was hiding out from Hillsborough County deputies on Christmas Eve. Investigators say 34-year-old Eliezer Rios crashed his car and took off on foot, avoiding deputies who wanted to question him there. Eventually, he made his way to a construction site to hide out. Drone footage shows him not only laying in a pile of dirt, but he was making dirt angels while he was hiding in a culvert. So yeah, they have like the drone footage there. They released it on social media today. He's just laying there in the dirt, hiding from deputies, just making dirt angels. Eventually, moron, he hopped a fence when he was confronted by deputies and taken into custody. So I guess moral of the story, if you are on the run from the deputies and you're, you know, just make some snow angels and don't leave, a better chance of success, I suppose.
I guess, yeah, just don't hop the fence. You can make all the dirt angels you want. There are twins that were just born in both New Jersey and Connecticut in separate years. Parents came to New Jersey's Virtua Voorhees Hospital and had one baby born at 11:58 p.m. on New Year's Eve, while the second baby was born after midnight on New Year's Day. The same thing happened in Connecticut at Yale New Haven Hospital. Those twins were only born 3 minutes apart, but one arrived in 2023 and the other in 2024.
Very cool story there. Also, in some good news, one Maui jeweler is offering hundreds of dollars worth of free jewelry repair to people whose sentimental gold and jewels were damaged in last year's wildfires. Omi Chamdi tells NPR that he got the idea after being moved by stories of jewelers doing the same in the aftermath of the California wildfires of 2018. So far, he's repaired over 150 pieces and has another 300 objects sent in by residents to still work through, but obviously putting his expertise to a good use there, and all free of charge to help out his fellow man who, of course, suffered the tragedy there in the Maui wildfire. So that's a cool story there.
Yeah.
4:58 here, putting a bow on hour number one here. Of course, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up, so we'll listen to the first 10 minutes or so and see what they have to say. We're back after that for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. First official workday of 2024. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten used to putting 2024 in emails and notes and anything like that. It's been a struggle for me today.
I got set up on the podcast episode, getting ready to put hour one, and I had 23, and I did. I had to go back and, you know, kind of click away and 24.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll do better next hour. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next, and then we're back. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.